Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
good evening, good evening, good evening. How are you on this wonderful Sunday evening, March 31st? Happy resurrection to all you wonderful people out there. Happy resurrection to you. I hope you had a good time with your family. I hope you had a good time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Julie, how are you? Welcome, welcome, Julie. Thank you. You are with the Church, the Sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. The Church Sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. I have a great, wonderful sermon to share with you this evening, as every evening. Hello, Edith. How are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you guys can tag 10 people right now, Julie, can you tag 10 people? And Edith, can you tag 10 people? Some people didn't get to make it to church today. Some people didn't want to go to church today. And I'll tell you why some people didn't make it or did not want to go. Some people didn't want to get all dressed up just for Easter, what they call Easter, which is a pagan holiday. We know good and well bunny rabbits don't have nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So some people didn't want to go and be a part of all that madness. You know, people get all dressed up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said happy resurrection Sunday to everyone. Some people don't want to go out there and get all dressed up just for that one day. You know, you should be at church every Sunday or every other Sunday. Don't just wait till Easter. You know you ain't been there in a whole year, and then Easter you pop up in your best Sunday best, shining out. Some people didn't want to do that today. They just want to get a sermon, and they just want to get the word of God, and they just want to, you know, get the word and let it sink into the resonance of their heart and mind. And so if you want to listen to us right now live, on Instagram or Facebook right now, you just go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook or Instagram, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Thank you so much for joining us. As more people begin to come into the room, I'm just grateful and gratified, and I got to give all the glory, not half of it, but all the glory goes to God. Again, you're with the Church Sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr., that be me. Now, if you want to call in and you want to testify, or you want to pray, or you need prayer, or you want to testify, you dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. If you want to ask questions about the sermon, we're going to be coming out of the book of Galatians, and we're also going to be coming out of the book of Romans. So just go ahead on and go to the book of Romans. It's okay. And turn on to Romans, and we're going to be right there. And hallelujah, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. That little sound that you heard in the background was my backdrop. And so we're going to leave the backdrop just where it is, and we're going to continue on with this sermon, okay, because this is really, really, truly important. And this is really, really, truly important. So I want to get you going here. So let's open up with a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, somebody needs you right now, God. Somebody's going through some trials and tribulations right now. Somebody's going through something that they have no control over on this Resurrection Sunday. I'm asking you to bless the homeless people, God. I'm asking you to bless anybody dealing with a mental disability, whether it be paranoid, schizophrenia, ADHD. I'm asking you to bless anybody who's on alcohol or drugs right now and they can't get off. I'm asking you to bless the husbands and wives that want to stay married and the devil is trying to break them up for whatever reason. I'm praying for the mothers and fathers who their kids are out of hand and they can't handle them and they're trying their best to get their kids to do right, but the kids just won't even see God's face these days. We're praying for them right now, God. We're also praying for the state of the United States of America, God, with all this madness going on with the president, God, making today on Resurrection Day the transgender visibility day at the same day as the resurrection. So we have so much to pray for, God, because the world is just in trouble right now, God, with a capital T. So help us to weather the storm, God. We are going to let go and let God. Thank you, God. If we have done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, please forgive us. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen. 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 Now, I want to go right into the Word. So if you don't mind, open up your Bible to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and we're going to start at verse 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. And we want to start right there. And we want to start right there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am reaching out to my wonderful wife to get her to join in, and she just joined in. Thank you, honey. You know, it's not easy. People think it's easy to preach the Word because these days you get a lot of prosperity preaching going on. You got a lot of people saying, oh, you're going to get a check in the mail. Don't worry, you're going to get a brand new car. The money's in the bank, this, that, and the other, and all that. No, no, no. It's time out for prosperity. Time out for prosperity preaching. And time out for all that extracurricular stuff that, you know, God, that's not what God's looking for right now. Out of his ministers and his pastors and his deacons, he wants you to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. He wants you to look at his commandments and live by his commandments. This particular last Sunday of this March, everybody's preaching about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm not preaching about that this evening. I'm preaching and teaching about our flesh, this stuff right here, this flesh. In the Bible, it talks about the flesh and what it can get you into and what it can get you out of. Do you have the Spirit of God in your flesh, or do you have the devil in your flesh? Amen? Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people don't realize that the devil is in their eyes, that the devil is in their tongue, that the devil is in their mind. And that's why you have all these people going around here doing all these terrible things, because the devil has taken over their flesh. All these innocent kids being murdered, innocent people being shot up on the streets, innocent people being physically violated out in public. A woman was just kidnapped today in Atlanta, in Georgia. She was kidnapped from coming from her job, and they cut up her face and they set her on fire. But she's in critical condition in the hospital right now. Okay? I can't even name to you all the things that are taking place with the illegal immigration problems, the squatting in the homes. The devil is in these people, and they said they're not going to stop squatting. They're going to take over other people's property. Imagine paying $200,000 for a property, and you come home and somebody's squatting on your property. Okay? No, you're not having it. But now you got to go through a legal process to get them out of your own property that you paid for. So the flesh is busy right now. The flesh, the devil has everything to do with the flesh right now. Ruining marriages, ruining relationships, ruining mother and father and daughter relationships. Hey, Shirley Allen, God bless you, and Eric, and welcome, welcome, welcome. The devil is busy destroying using the flesh. I mean, temptation are in the eyes. And it says in the Bible, if you look at the person, if you look at them and you're looking at them with sin inside of you, you've already committed the sin already. You might as well go ahead, he said, pluck your eye out, because you've already committed the sin just looking at the person. I saw a description of, it says, the flesh and the devil in the church. And they showed a woman walking with a tight skirt down the aisle of a church, and her backside was just enormous, gigantic. And all the men in the church were looking at her instead of looking at the pastor. And this is why there's a certain dress code in certain churches, but a lot of people are starting to come to church looking like they just left the club. They have no respect for God and the church. If your dress is up over your knee, why are you going into church like that and sitting on the front row? Why would you go into church wearing something that you know you shouldn't be? This goes for our sisters and our brothers. You got to come correct. You don't want to come in there as temptation. Why do you even have to walk into your job looking like temptation? Why do you got to walk into any place looking like temptation? If you have self-confidence and you're confident in yourself, you don't need to show off your body to get any attention. You're confident in yourself. But the way you carry yourself, the way you dress, tells a whole lot about you. And so we need to be careful because our flesh will misguide us, mislead us, and next thing you know, we're in the middle of some terrible stuff that we can't even get out of. I was just watching a movie where this lady was married to her husband, but she was having an affair, and the guy that she was having an affair with was so tied up in her that he started making friends with her husband secretly, and so that he could befriend him to do something crazy to his wife. It was a terrible, crazy movie, but it's real life. It really happens. People get tied up in the stuff and they don't realize how deep they're into it until they get into the middle of it because of their flesh. The tongue, what a weapon the tongue is. It can say and do things. It can do things that sometimes we regret that it did. We have to put a bridle on our tongue. Let's go to the Word of God and let's see what God has to say about this flesh, that if we don't wash it, it'll start smelling bad. If we don't take care of it, it'll start acting bad. Hey, Veronica Cartwright, all the way out there in the South, what's happening? God bless you. Welcome, 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 family. Welcome. Yeah, we're talking about our flesh. And we want to walk right with God. We want to do right with God. We got to be right in our word. And we can't just read the word, okay? We got to walk the word. We got to talk the word. We got to live the word. And that's the problem. People out here, hey, and then Sunday day, praise the Lord. And then Sunday evening, give me my smoke and my drink. And God still got my back. No, God don't have your back. If you out, he's going to say, leave me, you worker of iniquity. I do not know you. Amen. So let's get a better relationship with God. And I hope that my teaching and my sermon this evening will help you remember how to work your flesh properly with God. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. That's where we're starting. And let me get the word here. I want to pull it up real close. The word is right here. And this right here, this is our sword. This is how we chop down all that stuff. When you read the word and you study the word and you show yourself approved of the word, then when you get in a situation, because you're going to get tempted. Brothers, you're going to get tempted. Sisters, you're going to get tempted. He's going to be like, oh, you're married. Oh, okay, that's cool. Well, guess what? You know, because the devil, when he got Eve in the garden, he was slick, he was sly, he had all the right words to say. He knew what to do and everything else. He just got to her, hey, don't worry about it. Adam's gone, you know. All you got to do is take a bite out the apple, and it tastes so good, it's sweet, and you'll see things you've never seen before. And now you got brothers coming up going, hey, look, oh, you married? That's all good. Guess what? Your husband ain't going to know. It'll just be between me and you. Or, oh, okay, you young lady or young man, you married? She's going to be like, oh, you married, huh? Oh, but you look good, and I bet your wife won't do this. And then you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to serve God and be faithful to your wife? Or are you going to be faithful to this fleshly demon, this witchery that's coming towards you? And then as soon as the first time you can't do what they tell you to do, now they want to start making you pay them some money or making you do something uncomfortable or flattening your tires or messing up your job or threatening to come to your house and sit down in your living room with your significant other. So if you don't do any of those things and you follow God, then you won't get in that mess. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go here. Sister Veronica, I'm so glad to see you on. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 is, for to be carnally minded is death. In other words, to be into the flesh is already death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 7. because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So in other words, the flesh can't even be honest to God. If you're in that, if you're living in your flesh, you ain't got no relationship with God. Because let me tell you why. Don't get mad. I'm going to bring you unadulterated word, the word of God from the Bible, expository teaching, amen, reading it from the word. Let's go to verse 8. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Let me read that. So those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. I don't think I need to read that again. Sister Edith, could you put those scriptures down yes, please. That would be Romans chapter 8, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9. That will be Romans chapter 8, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9. And I don't need to go over that again because we're going to go into some other scriptures because I want to tie this all together. God is not just talking about this in one book of the Bible. He's talking about it throughout the Bible, how we have to tame our flesh, our eyes, our lips. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Edith. Our tongue, our ears, what we even hear, because people will find out if you want to hear something, and they'll say it extra loud just so you can hear it because they know you're going to respond to it. They will put it in your ears to put it on your mind, to put it in your mouth, to have you to spew out something pertaining to what they're talking about. I mean, people are just that intuitive. They go, okay, well, I heard that she liked the song. So, well, just say that. So you got to be careful what you hear. You got to be careful what you see. And you got to be very careful what you spew out of this mouth that we have. So let's go to some bonus scriptures to help us to understand what we're talking about with this flesh. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody out there is fighting their flesh right now. There might be a drug that you've been trying to keep out of your flesh, that your flesh keeps craving that drug. I don't know if it's fentanyl. I don't know if it's ecstasy. I don't know if it's alcohol. I don't know if it's marijuana. I don't know what it is, but the flesh is craving it right now. And you got to tame your flesh to keep it from getting that drug in there. That flesh could be wanting to do some extracurricular activities that it shouldn't be doing, committing adultery and or fornication. And you've been saying, flesh, please, I don't want to do it. And the flesh is like, yeah, go ahead, don't worry. I'm going to do it one more time. Well, what if you decide to do that one more time and that's when Jesus decides to come, like a thief in the night? Then where are you at then with your flesh? I just want to put something on your mind. So right now we're going to go to Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 17. Verse 17. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. Can you put that in there for me, please? Thank you very much. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh." So God's over here telling you no, and the devil over here saying, it's all right. Don't worry about it. You can go ahead and do all the fleshly things you want to do, and nothing's going to happen. Well, let me tell you, somebody's paying a heavy penalty right now. I don't even want to say his name on the show, but he's all over the internet and all over the news because he let his flesh take over his whole empire. And guess where he's going? Well, two places. One is jail, and then when you get to God, the other one is hell. Jail and hell, they might rhyme. They're spelled differently, but they both basically mean the same. Because when you locked up in jail, you possibly could get out. But when you locked up in hell, the key is thrown away. You're gone. And God knows. He knows when it's your time. You might get away with it for a long time, but when God get ready to pay you for what you've done, he's going to say, get thee behind me, worker of iniquities, for I do not know you. And are you going to be looking through the book of life, looking for their name? And you're like, you know what? Your name's not here. But God, no, I said, your name is not here. Angels, take them away. And he said, there'll be gnashing of teeth. Let's go back to the word of God. Verse 17, Galatians 5 and 17 says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. In other words, you already know the word of God, but you still doing it with your eyes anyway? You still doing it with your tongue anyway? You still doing it with your ears anyway? And you're still doing it with your other body parts anyway? Hey, Sister Robinson Timberlake. What's up, Sheila? God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us, Julie, Sister Julie, and Shirley Allen and Eric Jones. Thank you for joining us. Praise God, from whom my blessings flow. Let me go back. Let me go back. I want to read this to you. Our theme is your flesh will get you a trip to hell. That's our theme. Your flesh will get you a trip to hell. All expenses paid by the devil. Because he tells you don't have to pay. And you don't worry about paying right now. You can pay later. And you sign in blood. And guess what? Bye. Because you got to pay him back. Definitely. And then, okay. And our scripture, it comes in from Romans chapter 8, verse 6. And it reads, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And then Romans chapter 8, verse 8, and it reads, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, the word of God, for the people of God. How many times, hey, happy Resurrection Day, yes, praise the Lord. Let me go back to the word of God. I'm going back to I want to go to verse 19. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, and I will continue to read from there. And it starts off, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lavishness. You can look all these words up. Adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seductions, and it goes on. Envying, murderers, drunkenness, reviling. Let me give you an example. Do you remember the young lady that went on the trip with her so-called friends? That's why you got to be very careful in the flesh how you use the word friend. They get her over to the island. She even pays them of her friends way to go. What did they do to her? They beat this woman to her death. Their flesh beat the death out of her flesh. They became murderers, drunkenness. They were using adultery, witchcraft, hatred. They tore the woman's clothes off before they beat her to death. They had her nude. Now, why was that even necessary? Because the devil wanted to see the flesh, as the devil was destroying the flesh. Now, there was a young lady just a few days ago, and you probably heard about her case. Her name is Mahogany. They kidnapped her. They raped her. They beat her to death, and then they threw her out in the street with nothing but her socks on, and they shot her in the back of her head. The flesh is busy destroying many lives on this planet called Earth right now. The devil is busy with a capital B. Now, you're not going to hear this kind of sermon from everybody because everybody ain't going to try to preach it because everybody don't have the courage to. They're too busy preaching prosperity. They want you to think about money and cash and a new building and a new home and a new this. Well, guess what? All that don't mean nothing when you get ready to go home and see God. Because you can't take none of that stuff with you. Hey, Minister Yolanda, amen, praise the Lord for you. We're talking about the flesh. You can have a home, all the money in the bank, but you can't take it with you. Amen? So we're talking about what all the flesh does. You know, right now, let me tell you something. Marriage is on an all-time high. People are deceiving each other in marriage. Amen? Because one of the persons being extremely dedicated and the other person's out there in the world messing with the flesh. And whether you on the down low messing with the flesh, or whether you out there messing around with other women, or if you women are out there messing around with other men, and then you come home to your husband like, hey, honey, how you doing? Everything's just fine. And you just got through sleeping with some guy in his car, but you coming home to tell your husband everything's fine. You know, it only take a minute of temptation. And the eyes, they see the flesh, and the eyes tell the mind, I want the flesh. So you got to stay prayed up, and you got to be spiritually ready. It says, put on the full armor of God so that you can fight against the flesh. Amen? Thank you, minister. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Yes, praise the Lord, hallelujah. The flesh is battling on an all-time high. You want to be committed to your marriage, then you need to watch out for that flesh. When they come all nice and smiling, hey, how you doing? This, that, and the other. Next thing you know, oh, yeah, give me your number. Your husband don't need to know. We can be friends. I won't call you. Like, when should I call you? When's the best time? Oh, okay, after 8 o'clock in the evening? Oh, you said he goes to sleep early. Okay, I can call you at 8:15? Okay, cool. I'll text you at 8:15 to see if I can call you at 8:21. Okay? Or vice versa. You know, the lady comes up to the guy, hey, you know, what's going on? I know you're married, but I've been checking you out, and you all that in the bag of those chips that can't be crushed. Well, guess what? Let me tell you something. Don't let a second or a moment of your flesh get you messed up for a lifetime. It's not worth it. God wants you to be dedicated. And for those who are not married and you want to defile the bed, fornication is just as worse as adultery. It's both a sin. If you're not married, why are you out there all up in that sin? People just don't care. They just want to get high. And what's up, Brother Nelson? Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exactly. You're right, my brother. He shouldn't. Wow. That's right. Sister Yolanda said, you're keeping it real. Brother Nelson said he shouldn't have the number anyway. But the devil is so tempting. First, the devil will have you looking with your eyes, and then the devil will have you listening with your ears. And next thing you know, hey, right on, right on. Praise the Lord. And then the devil got you speaking it out of your mouth. That tongue right there is, it's a serious weapon. Oh, yeah, you know, I can do all the things. I'll do all the things that she won't do, or I'll do all the things that he won't do. Whatever he won't do, I will do. Well, guess what? If you're married, y'all supposed to figure out what y'all going to do. And whatever that other person's not doing, y'all talk about how to do it, okay? That's what it's all about. That's why God blesses marriage, so you can do all those things. You don't have to worry about defiling the bed. You don't have to worry about somebody cutting your tires, breaking out all your windows, coming to your house, knocking on your front door, saying, oh, I've been in a relationship with your husband, or I've been in a relationship with your wife. You don't have to worry about that. Control your flesh. Don't let your flesh and don't let the devil make you your God. Let me read the scripture to you from Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, one more time. You got to hear this. You got to know this. You got to put it in your heart and mind. You got to pray about it. You got to walk the walk. Don't you be more spiritual in your flesh than you are carnal in your flesh. Amen. So verse 19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lavishness. Do you know that if you don't wash your flesh, it'll start to smell bad? If you don't take care of your flesh, huh? If your flesh will get a disease, amen, if you don't take proper care of your flesh, amen, you got to groom yourself, amen? Amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. It says that now the works of the flesh are manifest: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emotions, wrath, strife, seductions, envying, murderer, drunkenness, reviling things, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. People be out at the club, they having sex in the car. They having sex in the bathroom. People think it's all right to walk around half naked now. People want to come to church half naked now. No, that's not of God. Hey, Sister Chandra Daniels, praise the Lord. Happy resurrection to everybody. We're talking about the flesh right now. I'm keeping it real because you're not going to hear these kind of sermons at the church because they want you to put a whole lot of money in the plate. And if they hear stuff like this, they're going to think they're going to get up and walk out because they ain't going to have time to put money in the plate. So they teach in prosperity in the church. Oh, yeah, here we go. Pass the bowl around. Give some money. Oh, no, you talking about my flesh? Oh, no, I got to leave church and go get with this woman right now. I got to leave church and go get with this man right now. There's some people out there in the world, they will not mess with nobody but married people only. They don't mess with folk that ain't married. If you married, if they married, they want you. But if you're not married, oh, no. I've been serving the devil so long, I got to have somebody that's married. That's the only way I can mess around with folk. And I've met women in the world like that. Oh, you married? Oh, cool. Hey. Oh, listen, we hit it off. No, we did not. No, excuse me, I don't get down like that. Thank you, but very no thank you. Very, very, very no thank you. I got a wife, I'm happy, and hey, I love my wife. Oh, yeah, you just, that's right, Sister Yolanda. Prosperity ain't going to get you into heaven. Speak about it now. Somebody ain't hearing me out there right now. Prosperity preaching will not get you into heaven, but the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God, will get you into heaven. That's why I'm talking about the flesh tonight. That's why I'm doing a series on the flesh tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to go over to some more words about God. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. Somebody put that in right there and just type it in. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. Now, I'm going to read it while it's being put into the right here on the page. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking, parties, and lawlessness and adultery. Now, that's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. I want you to go back to these scriptures and read them again. Thank you, Edith. And then, now let's go to Mark chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. Mark chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. And I want you to hear this. And I want you to let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Thank you, Brother Nelson, for joining us. It's always good to see some brothers in the house, too. We need our brothers to hear this as well as our sisters. I tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy living in the spirit opposed to living in the flesh if you're easily tempted. Amen? Thank you, Sister Yolanda, for putting that in there. Let me read it. It reads in Mark chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness, all these evil things come from within and they defile a person. So the evil spirits get inside of you. And that's why you hear people say, give me one of them pills and give me a couple of shots of that cognac. And after they get a couple of shots, what is alcohol? Alcohol is spirits. That's what alcohol is spirits. And then the spirit, they get a couple of shots. Now all of a sudden they got liquid courage. Now they just gonna lay hands on you without your permission. Come on over here, girl. What's up with you? What you into tonight? Well, guess what? If you're looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. Okay? You go looking in the flesh for the flesh, you're gonna find it. You know, because the devil is like, hey, I got your back. But really, the devil is a fake and a phony, and he does not have your back. He just lures you into it And then once you get in the middle of it, he just vamoose and go find another spirit. He's looking to seek and destroy each and every person that loves God. That's his only job. Amen, amen. It's an honor to have you, Brother Nelson. Hallelujah. If anybody wants to call in right now to say a word, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. If you want to talk about what we're talking about right now or you want to testify, call in 646-787-8064. I'll get you on the line right away. I want to go to James, the book of James, chapter 4, verse 1 through 17. Now, James chapter 4, verse 1 through 17. I'm just showing you that the word is not just in Romans 8 and 6, Romans 8 and 7 and 9. It's also in the book of Galatians, 1 Peter, the book of Mark, and the book of James. That's right. Yeah, the word of God about this foot. Yes, call in, Minister Yolanda. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes, call in if you want to, Brother Nelson. You're welcome. Sister Edith, Sister Shirley Allen, Sister Julie Leach, you are all welcome to call in and weigh in. I want to read this first, but you go ahead on and call in. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 17, and it reads, what causes quarrels? Now listen, when you be in an argument with your significant other and they doing something and it ain't right, or you doing something and it ain't right, God's going to reveal it one way or the other. One way or the other, God is going to reveal it. He might not reveal it in that moment, in that second, but God will discern some spirits, amen? And God will give you a discerning spirit. You know how your significant other looks when they leave home. You know their normal cologne scent when they come back home. And if you use Ivory soap and tonight you came home with Zest, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You better stick to your Ivory soap, okay? That's all I'm saying. Because a woman knows her husband's cologne. And a husband knows his wife's perfume. I'll just leave it at that, okay? And I'll just leave it right there. So this is why relationships are not working, because people don't want to get married because they don't want to be committed in the spirit. They want to just walk around in the flesh free and commit fornication. They don't want to be committed and dedicated to what God has in store for them. Marriage is beautiful. It has longevity. It has understanding and communication. That's right, Sister Yolanda. Minister Yolanda, I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it really real, because folks, they just don't want to, you know, that's why I like Pastor Geno James, because he keeps it real too. And that's why I like Pastor Henriquez, because he keeps it real too. And God told me to keep it real. Hallelujah. So the blood is off my head if I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help me, God. Let's go to James chapter 4, verse 1 through 17, and it reads, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions, your adulterous people. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says, he yearns jealously over the spirit that he had made to dwell in us? Wow, that is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. If you know, and the Bible says, if you're going to get anything, get an understanding. So we need to get an understanding of the word. If you didn't comprehend this in layman terms right now, I want you to go back and read it later so you can get the full. It says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Now, the flesh can make you do that. And if you notice, these people that go around shooting and killing folks, first thing they do is they come up and start an argument with you. They already got a gun. They already plan to shoot you and kill you. But but they haven't figured out how to do it, so they start an argument with you first. And then in the middle of an argument, they pull out a gun and start shooting or stabbing or run you over with a car. Hallelujah, Sister Sheila Timberlake hit the nail on the head. She said, marriage is like a job. To keep your job, you have to work, and you have to keep your marriage. You have to work on it every single day. Hallelujah, praise the, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know what? I want a hand clap on that one right there. Let me tell you something. You clock in and you never clock out. You give in, but you never give up. Amen. Marriage is a job. It is a commitment. It is dedication. It is unconditional love. It's unconditional understanding. You got to go the extra mile. If you don't know how, then you need to call the pastor. Call the pastor and get some counseling. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see here. No one has called in. Amen. You should pray together. Amen. A family that prays together stays together. Amen. No one has called. Oh, wait. I see a caller right here. 424. Hallelujah. Caller in the 424-603 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Is that Brother Nelson?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Brother Nelson, do you have a testimony or a statement or something about the word tonight you want to share with us?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for bringing the word. And I think it was meant for me to hear because, you know, I'm formerly incarcerated, right? I was gone for almost 30 years. And since I've been back home, though, and been in relationships, it's like I've been struggling in that area. Like, I know, like, women say that they want this kind of man, that kind of man, but then it's like when they do get that kind of man, it's like they try to change that man. You know, and it's not just me. It's like, you know, we have a big network of former lifers that's out here doing great, you know. And but these conversations always come up amongst us when we talking. And, you know, I believe in marriage too, you know. I believe in when you marry, you're supposed to marry for life, you know. But I'm divorced, you know, when I was incarcerated. Some things happened in the relationship, and I chose to get out of the relationship because of what took place, you know, because it was me that was sitting in prison and not her, so me being unselfish. You know? But, yeah, just, you know, with that, you know, and just hearing this topic that you're talking about tonight, you know, I agree that, you know, relationship is a job, needs to be worked on. Same way you got him or her, it's the same thing you got to do to keep them.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just believe in all that, you know, but I do believe in, you know, not just blaming women because men have some hang-ups too. You know, not all, you know, just like not all women. But it's just too many people nowadays coming home. It's like you were saying earlier, they want the ones that's already married.
Yes.
You know, so I live alone. You know, I'm in a relationship right now. It's a long distance. It was somewhat long distance. But, you know, it's issues too, you know. Along the rims of this conversation tonight. You know, that's why I felt compelled to call in, because it felt like they talking about me. So, you know, like I say, I just focus on myself and what I need to do to stay consistent, you know, with my word to God.
And, man, Brother Nelson. Care,
like you say, whatever is meant for me would come to me.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Nelson, can I pray with you right now?
Amen. Yes.
Do you have a prayer request? Any prayer requests?
I just pray for continual blessings, happiness, and good health.
Amen. Amen. To everyone who's on this line right now, to everybody on Facebook Live, everybody on Instagram Live, I want you to put your right palm out towards our dear brother Nelson right now, and I want you to start praying with me for our dear brother Nelson. Heavenly Father, We want to thank you right now, God, that Brother Nelson had the courage to call in, Lord. I ask that you bless him and his relationship, his long-distance relationship, God. I ask for you to give him strength in his flesh right now, God, like never before. Touch him, God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Let him be revitalized, rejuvenated, restored, and rehabilitated like never before in every area of his life, God. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, if this is meant to be his wife, Lord, let him see, show him a vision, God. Give him a message, God. Make an epiphany so that he will know that he knows that he knows that this is the right one for him, Lord. Now, God, I ask that you bless every door and every window of this house, God. I ask that you bless what's coming and is going right now, God. And I want to thank you, God, that the word is not falling on deaf ears. If somebody is hearing the truth about the flesh, about God Almighty in the name of Jesus and walking in the spirit, which is a very complex thing to do when the devil is busy every moment, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, and every year, 365 days a year. So, Lord, if we have done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, omission, or commission, please forgive us now. We start all over again as of right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, Brother Nelson.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anything
you'd
like to say? You're welcome, my brother. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing to what we're about the word tonight that you would like for everyone to hear?
I just appreciate you bringing the word and making this platform possible, you know, where conversations can be had and people can share, you know, like they day-to-day life and issues. You know, it reminds me of a program I do through my work for formerly incarcerated people. You know, it's the only one Zoom that we all be on where we all could relate to each other's issues as far as coming home, trying to get reacclimated. So people feel comfortable in that space. So, I appreciate you having this space.
Now, brother, is it okay if I could give you a call later on and we could talk more about your program?
Yeah, you have my number anytime.
Yes, sir, I have your number. I'm going to write it down right now while we're right in the middle of this, and I'm going to reach out to you, and we're going to go from there. Let's see now.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to continue to listen, and thank you for being with us, and thank you for supporting us. Sister Robinson Timberlake and everybody said amen and praise God, and I'm going to put you on hold now, and here we go. Thank you, and God bless
you,
brother.
God bless.
You're welcome, sir.
God bless you.
All right. You are with the church, the sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, and what a sermon and what a teaching we're having tonight about the reality of the flesh. The flesh is a piece of work. It really is. God made us in an image of himself, but God also wants us to have control of our flesh. If you want to call in and say anything, if you want to call in and pray, if you want to call in and testify, you dial 646-787-8064. You can even call in if you want to, Sister Timberlake, or Yolanda, Minister Yolanda, or Sister Edith, or Julie, or Shirley, or all the other people that's on. Any of you, dial 646-787-8064. I want to go back to some more scriptures. Last week we were at Galatians. I want to go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. It's 7:18. We'll be out of here before 7:30, and we'll wrap it up. But I have a couple more scriptures I want to share with you. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, and it reads, "The sexually immoral men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine is not the way of God." That's right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. That's right. And so we have to understand that homosexuality, whether it's a man or a woman, I'm still upset about what President Joe Biden did today. Today was Resurrection Day, and he made it Transgender Visibility Day, the same day as the Resurrection Day. And I'm like, what kind of confusing, what kind of message is that sending to, I mean, God, wow, I don't think God is smiling on that right now. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not God. I can't judge anybody. But to make Transgender Visibility Day a holiday on the same day as Resurrection Day, as Easter? No, that's very conflicting. And what kind of message is that sending out to those who already stole the rainbow? The rainbow is supposed to be God's way of showing you that, you know, beauty, the beauty of the Lord, and that the world won't be destroyed by water anymore. But now the rainbow represents, everybody thinks the rainbow represents being gay. Hallelujah. Ministry Lana said, Lord, forgive him because he has no idea what he's doing. And I don't think he does. And don't get me wrong. I'm voting for Democrats, but as of now, I don't know how I'm going to vote, but we'll find out later. But I can guarantee you this. I won't be voting for Donald T. Trump. I guarantee you that. We're going to leave that alone. We're not going to do church and state right now. Amen. Hallelujah. But we are going to do Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5. Thank you for that message, Minister Yolanda, when you said, Lord, forgive him because he has no idea what he is doing. Brother Nelson, I want to share this with you all. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Sister Edith, Sister Sheila. Oh, let me go back before I do that. Hold on. Here we go. I just wanted to check. Let's go back here. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Because, you know, when people get a couple of drinks in them, they just get out of hand, and they feel like they can do anything. And then they wake up the next day, and somebody got killed in a car accident, and they go, oh, did I do that? I was drunk. I didn't know. Well, yeah, you were drunk, and that's why you're in jail for murder now. So be careful what you put in your flesh. If you put alcohol and drugs in your flesh, you're altering your spirit. And you're not with God when you do that. Famous football player playing for the Rams just got a brand new $120 million contract. Went out and got drunk, and they told him, do not get in your brand new Ferrari. And he got into his brand new Ferrari and tried to drive home. He killed a young lady. And he killed their dog, too. And, of course, the next day he was released from the Rams without that check. So his life was completely turned around because his flesh was full of spirits. Amen? And he decided to get behind the wheel of the car and drive. I am so much praying. Hallelujah. 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 We have to... Sheila Timberlake said, we have to pray, pray, pray. 24 hours a day, 7 days. We must not stop praying. Let me tell you something. Ooh-wee, you hit the nail on the head. Sometimes I just have to stop in the middle. I could be driving. I got to pull over and pray because God will put something on my heart right then, and I need to pray about it. You know, and sometimes I'll be praying with my wife, and we'll be praying for a long time. Because there's so much to pray about. And there's so many things to pray about. Not just the roof over your head and the clothes on your back and the food that you eat, but all in bills and everything else to pray about. Folk coming up trying to get all up and give you advice, and they're not even married, but they want to advise you on how to be married. They want their spirit to get involved. Amen. Brother James Nelson said, amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. I got to pray all the time. I get phone calls and people ask for prayer. Every day somebody's calling me asking me for prayer. And I got to, sometimes, hey, Ole Henderson, how are you? God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are talking about the flesh right now, Brother Ole or Sister Ole. I'm sorry, I apologize. I'll just say, let me go back to what we're talking about, what my preaching is about tonight. Our theme is your flesh will get you a trip to hell. Your flesh will get you a trip to hell is the theme. And our scripture is Romans chapter 8, verse 6, and it reads, for to be carnally minded is death, But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And then Romans chapter 8, verse 8, and it reads, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you want to please God, you can't live in the flesh. You can't do it. You can't live on the alcohol. You can't live on the fentanyl. You can't live on the heroin. You can't live on the marijuana. You just, how you gonna please drugs and please God too? You gotta be altered in order to be able to function. You know, you're wondering why your relationship is tore up, because you already told her, for anybody that won't, there's always somebody that will, and then you walked out the door leaving that on her mind. Or she walked out the door saying, well, I'll go find me somebody that'll treat me right, because you had an argument. Well, guess what? That's living in the flesh. You're saying stuff to hurt the flesh. You're saying stuff that's not in the spirit of God. Let me go back to the word of God here. Enough about what I'm saying. I like to continue with the expository sharing here. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. We're going through the scriptures. I just want to let you see that God is not just talking about the flesh in the book of Romans. As I told you earlier, he's talking about the flesh in the book of Galatians, the book of Timothy, the book of John, the book of Hebrews, the book of Romans. I mean, he's going on and on and on in the book of James and the book of Mark. It's in all those books. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, and it reads, for if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Now you think about that. God will forgive you, like, I don't know how many times he'll forgive you. He'll forgive you over and over and over and over and over again. But if you keep going back to slipping back down the same hill, I'm going to quit tomorrow. I'm going to quit tomorrow. And you do it again. I'm going to quit tomorrow. I'm going to quit next week. You do it again. I ain't going to do it no more. And you keep on doing it, at some point, God is not going to hear you anymore. It's going to take for you to bump your head really hard and fall all the way down before you can get back up with God. Because you don't want to give up what you're doing in the world. You don't want your flesh to be. Now, let me give you a prime example. And I hate to throw names around, okay? I'm not going to use a name. I'm going to just say this particular celebrity right now is having an enormous problem because of what he's been doing with his flesh. And it's all over the internet. It's all over the news. Every time you turn it on, they're talking about this particular celebrity and how his flesh is going to get him put in prison for life, or either he's going to be getting the death penalty. Something tragic is going to happen. I hope he don't take his own life, because they're after him right now. They are on him right now, like 90 going north. And when you start pledging these secret societies to be a superstar, this is what you get. These are the results of what you get, because you want to follow the secret society. You want to follow the Bachma and the devil, and you want to sign your name in blood. What you forgot, you got to pay it all back. Well, we're getting ready to go out, but we're going out on Facebook. So let me just close with one more scripture before we go. And it's the most important scripture, and one of the most powerful scriptures, and you all know it. John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. And this pertains to the resurrection. And this pertains to the flesh. And this pertains, don't worry about that. That's where it's not going to go out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for that comment, Sister Yolanda. Hallelujah. Minister Yolanda. John 3:16, we know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's what this is all about right now tonight. I'm trying to get you in the right spot where you don't have to worry about knowing where you're going when it comes to God. You know that you know that you know that you are going with God. When he comes down and pull, you're already ready to be pulled by God. So, and don't worry about that. That's just a timer. That's all letting me know that I'm counting down to the end of my sermon. It's been a wonderful evening. If you did receive the word tonight and it was good to you, just type in there, praise God. That's all you got to type in there. Type in there, praise God, on Instagram and on Facebook. If you received the word and it was good for you and it helped you some kind of way, just type in, praise God. Because all the glory, not half the glory, not some of the glory, not a little bit of glory, but all the glory goes to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Yes, thank you, Brother Nelson. Thank you, Brother Sister Edith. They put praise God. I thank God for my wife, who was the first lady in my life, and she gives me the strength to carry on. She gives me inspiration. She tells me words of motivation. I just want to thank her, my first lady. And I want to thank you also for joining us on this wonderful evening and for all those who will hear this in the very near future. I have one announcement to make, and I'm going to pray us out, and then I'm going to make that one announcement. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you right now, God, for allowing me to share the word tonight about the flesh. Heal the flesh, God. Heal the people that are out there on drugs, God, that are homeless, God, that are looking for a job, God, that need help, God. Heal them right now. Give them the help that they need, God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Bless the marriages that need help right now, God. Bless the husbands that they be dedicated to their wives. Bless the wives that they be dedicated to their husbands, that they won't let their eyes deceive them. They won't let their ears deceive them. They won't let their mouth deceive them, God, in the name of Jesus, or any other body part deceive them in their marriage. Now, people that are dating, Lord, I pray that they don't commit fornication, Lord, that they will be patient and wait on you, God, that you will bless them and anoint them and get them married so that they can have a wonderful, beautiful relationship. I ask that you bless our elders. I ask that you bless the children who need guidance and direction. I ask that you bless these teenagers that are out of control, Lord. And most of all, I ask that you bless us all. May the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, our Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. One announcement, one quick announcement. Thank you, Sheila. She said, praise God, Brother Nelson, everybody. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. So join me tomorrow morning on Facebook Live and Instagram Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr., just like tonight. And then I'll also be on blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And you can go on the search at Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Or you can call in and listen to the show at area code 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Sheila, I know you'll be there. Edith, I know you'll be there. Brother Nelson, I know you'll be there. Sister Shirley Allen, you're always there. Julie, I know you're going to be there too. Sister Daniels, I know you'll be there. And everybody else, Minister Yolanda, I know you'll be there too. I look forward to seeing you guys. I'm going to give you just a little bit of this song, not a whole lot, just a little bit. And it's a cappella. I don't own the rights to it, but it's a song that I want you to listen to and let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Amen. I couldn't get to sleep last night. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace. But the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray. Pray and help me, please. He said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll fulfill all your needs. As soon as I stop worrying about how the story ends, I let go and I let God. Let God have his way. That's when things start happening. And I stopped looking at back then. I let go and I let God. Let God have his way. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. Have to know if I put it in his hands, everything's gonna be all right. Soon as I stop worrying about how the story ends, I let go and I let God. Let God have his way. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. Let go. Oh, let God. Let go. And God bless you. And God keep you. And I hope that that song. Yes, thank you, Sister Sheila Timberlake. She said, have a great show tomorrow. Send blessings to everyone. She said she sends blessings. Sister Daniels, Chandra Daniels said, all right, Pastor, you better sing. Thank you so much. Sister Sheila said, let go and let God. Hallelujah. And that's all I want to give you tonight. Let go and let God. Let go in your flesh. Let go and let God. Let God be your guide. Let him order your steps. Amen. Praise God. And he will. He will. God will do anything but fail. I am honored beyond words to share with you tonight. It's been a wonderful lesson, not only for myself, but for you as well. Hallelujah. Hey, Sister Shani Danny said, I know that's right. Brother James Nelson said, good night, y'all. Thank you for sharing. I hope I see y'all tomorrow on the show. Love y'all. Bless y'all. God bless you and keep you. Talk to you tomorrow. All right, Brother James. It was such an honor to have you on tonight. God bless everybody. Stay up. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's see. How do we do this? Dang. There we go. All right. Okay. Now this. That.